Thanks for choosing the weekly podcast from Radio Today. Don't forget to rate us and subscribe on your favourite podcast app.
Sounds professional. What's that all about?
Radio Today. The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Discover the world's leading brands at bionic.radio. Radio Today.
It's a short one this week, Mrs. We've got the usual stuff with James Cridland here later to look at a radio station in Poland making money out of podcasts. More great audio memories with David Lloyd in Radio Moments as well. Before that, though, Roy Martin's here, Radio Today's founder and editor, to look at the bigger stories of the week. Hello, Roy.
Bonjour. I've got the windows open, so if you can hear birds tweeting, it's my fault. It's not some random thing on the line.
It's a bit warmer this week, isn't it?
Really is. Hot and sticky.
Heat wave. Sounding great in the sunshine, great mate. So, fairly quiet week. Big news really standing out. Hits Radio finally announcing this breakfast show. There have been lots of rumours the last few weeks, maybe months even. And Fleur East was a guest with temporary breakfast hosts Where's Dave and Cherie on Tuesday morning. Here's what happened.
I can now announce that I'm going to join Hits Radio to present the brand new Hits Radio Breakfast Show!
This is it. This is the reason we got Fleur East on. All that tickle-tackle about the jungle and about the wedding and all that. It's very interesting, but this is why you're here. Here you are.
This is
right. Finally let the cat out of the bag. I've only known about this since last Friday, and it's been killing me, so there we are. Yes, you are joining Hits Radio Breakfast.
I'm just so excited. We'll be live from Manchester, right across the UK. And I've got to bring the guys in because they're literally like jumping up and down outside waiting to get in here. Come in here, Greg and James. Come in, guys.
Hello.
Fleur East, it's Greg Burns and James Barr.
Yes.
Guys, welcome.
It's not all about Fleur. Morning, Wes. It's nice that we can officially talk about it now, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. You're looking great. You look like the team already. I mean, it's fantastic. Great news.
I'm so excited. Sorry, were you expecting more?
Wow, James, welcome. It's early though for you, James, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty early, yeah. God, what time is it?
Greg, what can we expect?
Well, we're going to be having a lot of fun in the morning. We're very excited about taking over Hits Radio Breakfast. We kind of have the green light from the bosses to up the ante on something a little bit as well, because as you know, for the last couple of weeks or month or so, we've been giving away life-changing amounts of money on the £1 million cash register. However, I think you'll find those amounts are going to be going up rapidly and dramatically from the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. We are going to be going big time
tapping Fleur's account and we're going to be spending a lot of cash.
Wiring money out, people.
As well as that, we've got something really amazing that I know we're all really excited about. We're going to get our listeners up close and personal with one of the biggest bands on the planet.
Who is it, James? I'm not allowed to say.
Exactly before we've started, give us a clue.
Fleur's hiding the secrets in her hair.
I am. All the secrets are hidden in my fro.
Fleur's Greg and James starts 12th of July right here, only here on Hits Radio. In fact, it's a Friday, so I'm thinking I hereby declare the 12th of July, you'll love this, as Fleur Day!
Oh, we do know it! Okay.
Fleur Day.
It's time to wake the fun up.
So it's Fleur East, Greg and James. Or is it Greg, James and Fleur?
No, Greg James is on the other one.
Okay.
He's on the competition.
So what do we think about this then, Roy? We've got a couple of radio people, a non-radio person who's obviously got a personality, been on some reality TV shows and had a bit of a music career.
Well, that is a very good question, and we don't want to fall into the trap of slagging off a breakfast show before it starts.
This is true.
Not mentioning Amanda Holden and Jamie Thixton, because that is pretty good. But ask me the question what I think. I don't know. I'm going to wait till I hear it. But on the surface, it looks like a bit of a mixed bag, as they say in radio weather forecast, doesn't it?
It sounded a bit noisy on Tuesday morning when they were announcing it all, didn't it?
Yeah, and I hope it works because it needs to work. They've had a year of the previous breakfast show, which was starting to bed in, and Mancunians were probably just getting used to it. And now they've got Wes and the other guys, and now there's going to be somebody else from July. So continuity is not the strong point on that radio station. So let's hope they can launch this breakfast show and it sticks around for a while. And who knows what happens to it. Maybe it'll go national, in inverted commas. Maybe it'll go to the other stations. Or maybe it'll just get changed again in 12 months. Who knows?
But we still don't know that. I mean, they've made some other tweaks to the Hits Radio network. So Debbie has left. Sarah Jane Crawford moves to afternoons. Jordan Lee, who's been covering on evenings, has now got evenings full time. But like you say, we still don't know what's happening with all the old Big City One stations. They can't make a decision on the new ones they've bought yet because they're waiting for the CMA to tell them what they can or can't do, which might happen in a few weeks. It might happen in a few months. But it's kind of a bit rudderless, is it, that whole network at the moment?
Rudderless, absolutely. It's just a bit up in the air, and there are radio people, presenters at these radio stations, on the big city stations across the north in particular, not knowing if they're going to have a job in 6 months. At least Global said, you know, before Christmas, yes, we're going to make a big change and we'll tell you what it is, you know, in a few weeks. But Bauer is just letting people guess, and that's a bad thing. And Bauer do that a lot. And I think you asked for somebody to come on this show today, didn't you?
We did, yes, as we quite often do. But nobody from Bauer or the person they wanted to put on for the interview is away this week, so couldn't do it.
Such a shame. It's such a hot topic. It would be great to get people on and talk about it, you know, at the time, because next week there'll be something else and then we'll be talking about that. So we'll see what happens in the future. Hopefully we can get somebody on from Bauer to tell us exactly what the hell is going on.
We've got a bid in for Greg James and Fleur. Fleur, Greg and James. Yes, we've got a bid in for them.
Could we get Debbie, Nick and Grimshaw on as well?
So yeah, we hopefully might speak to them just before the show launches or just after the show launches next month, but we'll see. And it's launching on a Friday the 12th of July. It's a bit strange to have a brand new breakfast show on a Friday, then they disappear for the weekend and then they come back. What's going on there?
Friday the 12th of July, I mean, there's nothing going on. There's the Battle of the Boyne. That's the only thing on my Radio Today wall planner.
Really?
And I've got the dentist, but there's nothing else taking place on the 12th of July, which signifies. So do you think Wes will host on Thursday and then Friday it'll be... That's a bit weird.
It seems straight. I mean, try something new, why not? But most new shows tend to launch on a Monday or on a Tuesday after a bank holiday or something. But having one day of it and then it going away rather than listeners getting used to that new show 2 days in a row. Yeah. Strange.
I've said this many a time. I'm sure they know what they're doing, so we shall leave them to it, right?
Yeah. So I've been listening this week to quite a bit of Toby Danstis on Heart Darns.
Heart Darns. How's that going down in the north? Because being a new southerner from the north, everybody around me says Darns. And I'm just tempted to say dance, because that's what we say in the north.
Short vowels, yeah.
So it's, and all the imaging says Darns. So is that putting you off in Yorkshire?
No, I've been loving it. Yeah, you know, I'm still calling him Toby Danstis, not Toby Darnstis. So
he didn't do it, did he? He didn't say his name.
Well, I've not heard it yet. There have been a few tweets about it as well. Chris Mason was tweeting about it, saying Toby Danstis. I think it's going to stick. So no, he's
but
not
it's
heard,
a great
not,
station.
Heard him say, oh, it's great. Oh, every time I turn it on and it's on my presets in the car now, because I can get D1 here, can't get D2, so can't listen to some of the other stuff.
Congratulations.
I know. But every time I get in my car, stick Heart Darns on, and there's always a great tune on. And the thing I like that Global have done with it, and they do things properly, as we know, and we've talked about on this podcast before, it's not just a jukebox playing dance music. You know, they've got some content in there. They've got presenters who are live. They're talking about Sense of Day stuff. They've got news and travel and that kind of stuff at breakfast, which, I might want to listen to dance music, but I still want those things. Don't just want to listen to the music.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's good. And it's there's a war going on. I don't know if you've noticed, and I'm going to blog about this next week. There's a war being going on between Global and Bauer in the background that not many people have picked up on. And this is just the latest battle of that big war. So obviously Heart Darns is a reaction to Kistry. Kistry's done so well. And this is their version of Kistry. And there's other things that have happened, you know, when Country Hits Radio launched, Smooth Country was launched the same, you know, a few days in advance as an online stream, and there's rumour that's going to go national. So whatever Bauer does, Global kind of says, hold my beer, I'm going to do it better, and vice versa as well. So it's quite exciting, and I'm going to get all the details for a blog next week.
Mm-hmm. There's a few other things been going on this week as well. Some really shiny new studios at Original 106. Have you seen the video on the tweet
from the
new studios going live? Have a look at that if you've not seen it. Because not only they've got new studios and having a royal visit and going on DAB in Aberdeen this week as well, but the new studios look pretty, pretty special, don't they?
You got quite excited by the the waveform going red, didn't you, when they put the microphone on?
Yeah, so they've got like a waveform pattern around the front edge of the furniture in the studio, if you like, and it all lights up red when the mic's on. It's nice, that. I like that.
Looks really good. I'll do a story on it later if you haven't already seen it.
Excellent. Danny Baker is coming back, as predicted, when he got fired.
Sorry, we can't talk about that. It's not radio. It's not radio news, Stuart. Move on.
Well, he's a big radio personality. But he's going to do a podcast, but he's going to do two a week.
And not starting until January 2020.
Oh, really? Oh, I missed
That's
that.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said, next year I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to do it twice a week.
Oh, it's one of those, obviously, is it? I've got excited about a headline, haven't I?
Yeah. So that's up there with I'm not going in the jungle. Yeah. So we'll see.
And
see
I'm quitting radio next year, which he's been saying for the last 6 years.
Exactly.
Okay. So we'll watch that one. But he's saying his podcast is going to be like the radio show. He's going to have callers on and stuff. So that might be a bit of a different format to some podcasts and make it more like a radio show.
Maybe he'll do a John Gaunt and do it live on a Wednesday and Friday or something like that, and then package it up for a podcast.
Possibly, we'll see. There's a few other presenter moves and things around. Some changes at Q Radio in Northern Ireland. Stephen Clements leaving. He's been there a little while. He's off to the BBC.
Is that not hard yet?
Not yet. Still called Q Radio today.
Give it time.
Yeah. Yes.
Q Radio today.
Q Radio today. There's an idea for a website. And Helios, who we talked about on the podcast last week, they're launching Durham and Alpha. Is it Durham FM or Durham Radio or Radio Durham?
See, it's complicated because if you look at their new logo, it says it's got radio above the word of the name of the station. So you've got Radio Alpha. But it's the other way around. And if you look at the Twitter, it's got a one after it, or it says FM on it. So there's a bit of confusion over their branding at the moment, but let's hope they'll sort that out when it all launches. They've got a new website coming on July the 1st, and all the radio stations they now own, there's five of them, they've all got the same new logo coming soon as well. So, yeah, and other changes. There's some presenter changes, isn't there?
Yeah, actually just in this morning, Wednesday, as we're recording this, David Ditchfield, ex of Key 103 and Century in the Northwest and Pulse and Rock FM and tons of stations over the last 25 years or so, he's going to join to do breakfast on Imagine in Stockport.
Well, that makes sense because he's from Stockport, so that's quite a good signing, actually.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, well-known around Manchester as well, so might pull him in some listeners with a local breakfast show. So it means Paul Willett, who's been doing breakfast on Imagine for the last 6 years or so, is moving to Mids instead. And I think they've made a couple of tweaks at High Peak and Ashbourne, which we mentioned on the podcast last week, that they've just bought. So Trevor Thomas, who's been doing breakfast on that, is being replaced. Damien Sinar moves from mid-mornings to take over breakfast. And Nick Morell is moving from Celador in the East to join Durham and Alpha Radio with a new breakfast show there.
So is that going to be a joint breakfast show, and is Nick going to go up to the northeast to do that? Will he voice track it? Will it be a separate output? We don't know, do we?
All good questions. The press release says sister stations Durham and Alpha Radio will launch with a new breakfast show hosted by Nick Morell. So that suggests to me
that's answered that then.
Well, that suggests that they're sharing a breakfast show.
Yeah,
so it's the future of local radio.
Always have. Indeed, yeah. What else is going on?
Oh, well, there's a new one-hour afternoon show at Radio Cambridgeshire. That raised some heads on our Facebook page. Thordist Fredrickson, who's been doing breakfast, obviously moving out of the way for Kev Lawrence arriving from Hart. And so she's going to do an hour in the afternoons ahead of Ronnie Barber.
That's the uniqueness of the BBC. They can have a one-hour programme here, there and everywhere with somebody. But I'm sure she'll probably be on a full-time contract and do something in the office for the other 7 hours of the day, yes. One would think.
Yeah, there was getting a lot of slagging off for bloody BBC, you know, having somebody on for an hour a day. What a waste of money. But yeah, it was quickly pointed out, well, you know, maybe she'll be doing something not just that hour, but some other work as well.
It's quite a specialist talk show as well for the middle of the afternoon. So it's not like she's just turning up, playing 10 songs and going home again, is it?
Exactly. It's all about
the
content.
That'd be a nice gig if you could.
It would, yeah. Sign me up. Especially if you can do it from home. And all the winners from the New York Festivals Radio Awards are on radiotoday.co.uk. Excitement for lots of people. Yeah, excitement for lots of people going to New York this week to pick those up.
Yeah, we should go there. We get invited every year, but
do we?
Well,
you've never told me about this.
Well, I say invited. I'm sure there's an invitation there somewhere. we did once like 10 years ago, and I was like, what? Yeah, if you're paying. But I don't think they pay. But we should go 1 year and tie it in with something else, and just have a weekend in New York or something, and watch this awards, because it is massive. And loads of people enter. So congratulations to everybody, including, you know, Bauer's got some, and loads for the BBC, and tons of indies. All the indies go big on this one. So well done to everybody.
Let's do it. We'll sit in on the Z100 morning crew as well while we're there.
Oh, can you imagine? We can go and see WPLJ as well. Oh, wait a minute. Missed that boat.
Original music for this podcast was composed by McCasside.
And loads of things happening over the coming weeks. We're going to be in London in a few weeks at the Digital Radio Summer Reception, which is happening on the 18th of July in London. If you're going there, we'll see you there. It'll be Rajar before we know it as well.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this Rajar.
I'm not looking
forward.
That's
not because I'm...
Because you're going to be on a road trip, aren't you, and I'm in charge. What?
Yeah, it's not because I've got a radio station figure coming out or anything, but it's because I'm not at home. And you know, when you're doing radio, you need 10 screens in front of you.
Yeah.
But this time I'll be on a laptop in a hotel room. So, we'll see what happens with that.
If you fancy a trip to Kuala Lumpur in August, Radio Days Asia is taking place on the 27th and 28th. It's all about Amsterdam for IBC, 12th to the 16th of September. Tuning in heads to Manchester on the 25th of September. And then it's going to be Imaging Days in Amsterdam in October. And Drive to Digital is a bit later than usual this year, which is the kind of digital conference all about the move to digital radio and a lot of car manufacturers and that kind of stuff there as well. That's happening on the 30th of October this year, and we'll be at that as well.
And in November, it's TechCon. The date announced has been announced. It's the 25th of November, just in case you want to stick it in your diary.
Get it in there.
I just noticed on the Radio Days Asia, it says it's taking place between 1 a.m. and 10 a.m. But of course, that's in Malaysia, so it's actually during the day there. So, yeah, if you want to follow that online, you might want to get up early or not
a
go
bit
to bed.
Of a late night. Yes, absolutely. Mm. Right. Well, that's just about it from this week's podcast. But hopefully we'll have a guest next week if somebody agrees to come on.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people on the waiting list, or we're waiting for list. So hopefully a couple of those will rack up in the next week or so.
And as we said at the start, don't forget to subscribe. If you listen every week, but you just kind of click on the link on Twitter or something, then make sure you subscribe in your podcast app and you'll get it direct to your device every single Wednesday. And you can rate us and leave a review of as well. Apparently that's good for the ratings, and it kind of moves you up the iTunes chart a bit, apparently. So I'm told. It's not all about the listens. It's about the feedback.
Click the link below.
Have a good week in radio, Mr. Roy.
Speak to you next time.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
I'm James Cridlin, the radio futurologist. How's your Polish?
Dzięki TOK FM Premium możesz stale poszerzać swoje horyzonty i błyszczeć w towarzystwie. Obserwuj podcasty, które chcesz oraz słuchaj ich na czym chcesz i kiedy chcesz, bez reklam.
Well, of course, that's an ad for Radio Tok FM. It's one of the most listened to radio stations in Warsaw, in Poland, owned by the Agora Radio Group. It's a news and talk station with over 40 journalists, and the station, as you've just heard, is doing something unusual, because that, as you noticed, was an ad for Radio Tok FM Premium, and they're charging for podcasts. Jaroslav Szyszetski, the company's chief digital officer, says that 6 years ago, a decision was made to focus on-demand content. Now, listeners pay a monthly fee to gain access to over 65,000 pieces of on-demand audio from the station, including catch-up shows and exclusive digital-only content. Pricing is set at about £3 a month for access via the web, though half of their subscribers pay £4, which gives access on mobile apps too. And £4, well, that's the same as Spotify charges in Poland, incidentally. We're all in the wrong country. The company has already more than 17,000 paying subscribers, and that's a figure that's grown 60% year on year. Every day, we produce about 19 hours of new content for radio broadcasts, Jaroslav tells me, and additionally, about 2 hours a day is produced exclusively for online use, like bespoke podcasting or extended versions of live programmes. And some of those original podcasts are broadcast on the radio as well. They work hard on the service's metadata, with all content described and tagged, and about 40% of the content is automatically transcribed as well, thanks to a Google DNI grant. The app contains personalization as well as playlists. You can follow specific subjects, presenters, and programs. While the station is on Apple Podcasts and other similar platforms, they use those as marketing material, containing clips of the full content that's only available through the paid-for service. Podcasting and on-demand content is clearly growing, and the growth in Radio Tok FM's paying users since 2013 has been steady. Digital income is becoming a more significant component of Tok FM's profits, Jaroslav says. Well, radio's future certainly looks like a mix of live and on-demand content, and perhaps Radio Tok FM is showing us the way. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land and daily podcast news at podnews.net. And until next time, keep listening.
Thank you, James. And just before Radio Moments, a quick word about Clean Feed, which in these summer months is a great way to get your show on the road and do it from somewhere outdoors, because it's a way of connecting in decent quality via a browser back to your radio station. It might be a way for you to connect your podcast guests together to get them recorded, or to maybe do something from completely different place to where you'd normally do it from, all like it's pretending here in the studio. Great quality and all really easy to use over the web. Clean Feed won't cost you anything to get started. It's been designed for radio and for podcasters, and it only takes 30 seconds to sign up. You'll be doing your first live interview or recording within minutes. Find out more at cleanfeed.net. That's cleanfeed.net. Now here's David Lloyd. Radio
Banning something tends to get a station in the press, and a presenter fallout with their radio station, doubly so. It's 15 years this week since Tony Blackburn announced he'd play Cliff, whatever his bosses at Gold said.
Well, it struck me as being rather stupid being on a 60s, 70s and 80s station, and Cliff Richard's had over 100 hit records, not to be playing Cliff Richard.
You know, I just wanted reasons for why I couldn't play it. Nobody could give them to me, so I played them.
Can I say, Mr. Speaker, that the Leader of the Commons is right behind Tony Blackburn in his choice of music?
He sent me a thank you card and a half a bottle of champagne.
Tony Blackburn, this week in 2004. He was then on Gold. And it was this week, 9 years ago, that the brand dropped its local programming after the Ofcom licence changes, just as Bowers AM stations in Scotland did this week, 6 years ago.
Waking up Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife with the greatest hits. This is Bob in the Morning. Bob in the Morning.
On digital radio, online and on 1548.
Hi, good morning. 3 minutes after 8, Bob in the Morning on Digital Radio 4-2, the final breakfast show from me. We finished at 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm playing some of my favourites and hopefully some of your favourites. By the way, I'm not going to disappear into the ether.
You certainly are not.
No, I'm off the breakfast show, and I've enjoyed the 7 years here that I've been doing it for the third time. Can you believe this? This is the third time they've got me on the breakfast show. And it's about time I got it right. But anyway, I might be popping up here, there and everywhere, and but I'm going to take a rest for a few months if you're wondering what's happening. Robin Galloway. Now, you've got to tune in on Monday. Robin Galloway is going to look at
the end of local programmes on Bowers AM stations in Scotland this week in 2013. There's no doubt that format regulation of commercial radio has lessened over the years, not least as more stations have come on air and the whole competitive market has changed. When did that all start? Well, it's 35 years this week since commercial radio station leaders met at what was to become known as the Heathrow Conference, demanding the regulator lessen its hold on the young industry.
They were very outspoken. They felt that not sufficient time had been given to attending to the real requirements of funding for radio, and that the IBA in particular was exercising undue power to take an imbalance from radio to television. And that angered and frustrated them to a very considerable extent.
John Whitney, who used to be with the IBA, the regulator. Over the years, the regulators have taken away very few commercial radio licences, but one of the first examples was this week, 33 years ago, when the IBA didn't renew the Portsmouth licence, and it awarded the new, larger licence to Ocean Sound instead. So, it was a sad farewell for Radio Victory.
Rose Windibank, she's been one of our regular listeners for about 10 and a half years. She just wants to say farewell. Thanks for all the pleasure you've given us. I've listened for 10 and a half years, day and night. I don't know when she slept.
I've visited a lot of radio stations around the country on other business over the last couple of years, and I've never seen a happier station than this, and it's very, very, very sad to see it go.
I don't guarantee we'll all sing quite as tunefully as our records have gone round over the last 10 and a half years, but we thought we'd do it for you anyway. It's Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be.
It was crazy for the people who owned Radio Victory at the time to feel that they were going to persuade a licensing body to give them a license for Southampton and Portsmouth and great swathes of countryside in between that insisted on basing itself in North End and Portsmouth. Clearly, the company that won decided to place themselves in Fareham, and that worked very well. That's the reason, I think, that Portsmouth didn't get the licence.
In the middle of the process, the IBA moved the goalposts. They announced that what they were actually going to do was advertise not a licence for Portsmouth and then at some stage later a licence for Southampton. They were going to merge the two. And that, for a station called Victory, so tied to Portsmouth, kind of wrong-footed it.
Serving southern Hampshire, West Sussex and the Isle of Wight for 10 years, 257 days. This has been Radio Victory.
Chris Carnegie, and before that, Paul Brown, reflecting on the end of Radio Victory this week in 1986. 18 years ago this week now, and who's not been turning up for work?
In Soho, the head of Virgin Radio, and listen to a statement from station executives there about the future of Chris Evans.
I can confirm on behalf of Virgin Radio that Chris Evans is no longer a presenter at the station. He has been in breach of his contract, and we were left with no option but to terminate it. It is not just the events of the last week, although his high-profile absence from work has obviously brought it to a head. Of course, everyone at the station is sad that it's ended this way, but Chris has clearly not been focused 100% on the show.
Radio makes the headlines again. The end of the original spell at Virgin Radio for Chris Evans in 2001, and this same week, 2 years later, the High Court threw out his claim against the station. Henry Blofeld lasted a little longer in his post, almost 50 years in the BBC Test Match Special Commentary Box. And then 2 years ago, this announcement.
My dear old things, well, I'm afraid all good things come to an end. I've decided the time is right now to hang up my microphone. It's been the greatest possible fun, and I know I leave Test Match Special in the safest possible hands, under the guidance of Aggers, one day perhaps the best of the lot, and everyone else. It's going to be tremendous listening for years and years ahead. My favourite memory, well, I think Headingley 1981, that amazing test against Australia. Always good to beat Australia, isn't it? And thank you, all of you, very much for listening for all this time.
the wonderful Henry Blofeld. So, with the birth of Radio Tees, now TFM, this week 44 years ago...
And this is Leslie Ross, welcoming you to the start of our very first day of transmissions here on Radio Tees, 257 metres.
Music while you work, beginning on the BBC Forces programme 79 years ago...
Calling all workers, music while you work will be played by Troyes and his banjolier.
Radio Leeds on air 51 years ago.
Well, hi there, you good people at home and in hospital. This is Radio Leeds inviting you to sit down and sing with us here in the Odeon Theatre in the Hedgerow Leeds.
The death of Radio 2's Charlie Chester 22 years ago.
With a box full of records and a bag full of post, it's Radio Soapbox and Charlie, your host.
And the birth of Global Radio as it acquired Chrysalis Radio 12 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Nick Hassel.